in his life. He retired. He retired from the farms. He was a farmer.
Yes, ma'am.
But I married a railroad man.
Right. Just didn't stay that way.
Just didn't stay that way. Fortunately, didn't. We made it by not staying that way. Better. And this is a Deals Hotel where my husband had his 77th birthday.
I see.
That's in South Africa, you see.
How did you like South Africa?
Oh, I'd rather go back to Africa than any place outside the Holy Land. I won't ever put anything ahead of the Holy Land. And outside the Holy Land, I'd rather go back to Africa. Well, they have the diamond mines. They have the gold mines.
Right.
Folks are inclined to think of Africa just as Negroes. That is so unlikely. Do you know of Murray Cox, the promoter of the trips for Lawrence Youngman out of Omaha, Nebraska? Well, Murray is from Dallas. And we were on 7 trips with him. Not in that particular area there, but different parts of the world. We were with him, but we were not with him when he went to Africa and when we went to Africa. We had switched off from the Lawrence Youngman, Murray Cox tours to Mr. They were out of Los Angeles, California. I can't give the name this second. Los Angeles, California. And they were claimed to be the best. And we recognized them the best because they will not take, this group from California will not take over 20 in the group. And there wasn't but 18 of us. And it's better to not travel with so many.
Yes, ma'am.
But Mr. Cox and I agree on this statement that Africa offers you more color in more different ways than any other spot in the world. And he travels all the time, and I told you about it. You've got it all there. You've got the poorest of the poor, the little pygmy. Than anybody and anything lower than the pygmy. And you've got the pygmy to the wealthiest, I say, the wealthiest man ever lived. And that was John Cecil Rhodes. Now they talk about Onassis and all of them being the wealthiest. Well, they were here. But John Cecil Rhodes owned those gold mines, some of them, and the diamond mines. I say his wealth will never be known. Do you?
I doubt it. Are you allowed to visit those diamond mines?
You can. Yes, we were not down in the mine, but we saw the mine, but we didn't get down in it. But restating myself, but we saw the diamonds when they were brought up and out of the mine and put on those shafts that were greased with different substances that as it rolled down the shaft, the diamonds were separated according to the size. We saw all that. Yes, we did. Of course, we were under guard. Don't misunderstand. But that didn't bother us. We weren't there to get those diamonds.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, but they have the dogs. And we saw the dogs that were being trained to watch it, too. They had the dogs watching us and people too.
Yes, ma'am.
But that didn't bother. We was sat there for the sightseeing.
Sure.
But we did see them. So, and John Cecil Rhodes